Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the easy news. The TAIEX opened down less than 1 point this morning from yesterday's close at 10,973 on turnover of 1.7 billion NT. The Zhanghua County government is demolishing a temple that has been turned into a shrine for the Chinese Communist Party. Many of the structures that were built off the Bi Yun Temple in Erlin Township are illegal. The New York Times published an article about the building and its owner. Then the county government cut water and power to the temple last week. Officials say it will take 7 days and cost 5 million NT to tear down the illegal structures. The owner will have to pay for the cost of the demolition. 4 new cases of indigenous dengue fever have been confirmed. The Centers for Disease Control say there have now been 134 cases so far this year. 2 of the new infections were in Taichung, and the other 2 were in New Taipei and Kaohsiung. The CDC says people should continue to be careful when traveling to dengue-infected areas. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump says China is trying to interfere with the U.S. midterm elections. He made this statement as he chaired a U.N. Security Council meeting on the use of chemical weapons. From the United Nations in New York, Harry Horton reports.
The White House says China's interference in American democracy is at an unacceptable level. President Trump used the UN Security Council to accuse Beijing of trying to hurt Republican candidates in November's congressional elections.
They do not want me or us to win because I am the first president ever to challenge China on trade. And we are winning on trade.
China's foreign minister denied the accusations and said Beijing was committed to non-interference in other countries. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will outline further details of China's alleged interference next week. Harry Horton, New York.
And Brazil has ruled that 3.4 million people cannot vote in next month's national elections. All voting is electronic in Brazil, and voters have to register their fingerprints to cast a ballot. But these people did not register their fingerprints. The country's opposition party says the move is a way of stopping voters who do not support the current government. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.